Kohen that does not have a loud voice, is it permissible for him to make Nesiat Kapayim? Is it permissible for him to go up to make Kohanim? Maran writes in Siman Kuf Chafchet Halacha Yud Dalet, En Mevarechim Ela Bekol Ram. A Kohen must make the Beracha and the subsequent words he must say in a loud voice. Mishnah Ura learns, Hainu Bekol Benuni, meaning in a mediocre voice, La'apuke Belahash, but he cannot say it quietly. Umikol Makomi writes, Tefamim Sarich Bekol Am Namash. Sometimes the Kohen's going to have to say it out loud. Why? Where it's a big sibur, it's a big kahal, big congregation, the halakha really writes, the Kohen should say the beracha loud enough that all the kahal is able to hear him. Chaim ben Sion writes that b'di'avad, if he says it loud enough where a minyan can hear it, where at least 10 people can hear it, it's okay. If a person has laryngitis, let's say, a Kohen, or a Kohen has a low voice that cannot project and say it loud except belahash, and even the minyan of people cannot hear him, the Mishnah Berurah says, Pashut, she'enu yachol lisa kapav. He cannot make Kohanim, v'tov she'yetze kodem retze. And he says he should walk out before retze. So there's a lesson to the Kohanim when they go up there, they must say the beracha in a loud voice where enough of minyan can hear them, and the subsequent words. Otherwise, they should not go up to make Birkat Kohanim.